And this one's introduced by, would like to thank our program sponsors, Greville Records, for their financial support of this program. Greville Records is a legendary Melbourne-based independent record store, servicing the local community with the best vinyl LPs, CDs, books, and much more. Visit the store at 152 Greville Street, Prahran, or head to grevillerecords.com.au to learn more.
Good evening. You've tuned in to Planet X. Planet X. Planet X.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gonzo, and this one's introduced by is a 60-minute program where we listen to tracks from an album introduced by the artist who made the album. Thanks for listening, and this one's introduced by Chris Schroeder is a member of the three-piece band The Basics with bandmates Wally DeBacker and Tim Heath. Quiet achievers who've released 5 studio albums and played over 2,500 gigs that include tours to Japan, Norway and the UK. Back in Australia, The Basics have embarked on multiple tours that specifically targeted culturally underprivileged groups of people in rural areas, regional school children and Indigenous communities. Percussionist Wally DeBacker, also known as Gautier, had enormous success with several albums and a song called Somebody I Used to Know in 2011. Chris, who plays bass in The Basics, has dubbed himself Jackman and earlier this year released an EP, Whatever Doesn't Kill You Just Makes You Bored. And now a new 9-track album recorded at London's famous Abbey Road studio. The album's titled Low Key, and I'd like to welcome Jackman to this edition of This One's Introduced By.
Hi, you're here on 3CR, and I'm Jackman, and I'm talking about my album, Low Key. The first track is Her Love is Savage. What can I say about this one? I guess I was listening to a lot of Leonard Cohen and a bunch of Lee Hazelwood, going through some kind of breakup of sorts, I suppose. Elongated separation, something. You're just trying to make sense of things and the push and pull of how you feel and how you're meant to feel and how someone else wants you to feel. And in this day and age, we're sort of encouraged to be open and transparent about our feelings, but you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that the response we're going to get is going to be open and transparent and as logical as our reasoning. And I suppose in this particular instance, it was quite a fiery end to a fiery thing. So let's have a listen to Her Love is Savage.
It's true, you do deserve better. It's true, you do deserve more. Though life's too short for burning bridges, I will still respect your wishes. Her love is civilized, her love is savage. You've seen it with your eyes, and you are blind. For where the river flows, you cannot know.
Hi, this is Jackman, and you're listening to 3CR. And this track, Can I Be Your Friend? It may sound a little bit tacky, but I guess it kind of kicked off a little bit about Facebook friend requests and how they can kind of, you can be have been friends with someone your whole life, and then all of a sudden you find yourself sort of clicking a button that says, can I be your friend? It's such an artificial, weird thing. If you sort of take a step back and look at it from a different perspective, you kind of, you know so much about someone. And I mean, it can be an ex, someone that you haven't talked to for 10 years and you have a lot of history with, and then you're being thrown into this other world, this online world, where their life exists in a different perspective and different context. So, and then again, you know, lots of Leonard Cohen. I was brought up in this kind of weird Catholic thing, so the symbolic and imagery and all that really resonates. So that's kind of, Can I Be Your Friend? So let's have a listen.
Can I be your friend? It's such a strange request. When I know so much about you, I've been inside your heart, I met all your demons, and I know them all by name. They remembered my birthday, and I don't want to let this die. So can I be your friend? It's such a strange request. Like Jesus probing Peter, we used to share one soul, and I don't wanna let this die fade on into one. So goodbye too many times, whispered it to myself. Always thought I had one foot out, thought I had the upper hand. But it sounded so different when you finally said it. So solemn, so sincere, like you really meant it. It sounded so definite, here in this yard, I've watched the seasons, and the beasts, they come and greet me, but I will not be deterred, 'cause I said that I was fine, but I guess that was a goodbye too many times, whispered it to myself. Thought that I had one foot out, thought I had the upper hand. But it sounded so different when you finally said it. So proper, so sincere, like you really meant it. You sounded so separate. So can I be your friend? Such a strange request, when I know so much about you. You cannot change the past, but you can shape the future. And though the shadows ever linger, you can cast them out with light. And I don't wanna let this die fade on into white.
Next up, That's How I Knew It Was a Dream. It doesn't sound like it, but this is probably the saddest song for me on the record. It relates to lost children, actually, and having to deal with, I guess, dreams of futures that are now forgotten, that you had to say goodbye to, or were forced to say goodbye to. It's very difficult to lose a child or lose a potential child, and that's really what this song is about. And I don't think I've said that to anybody, because it sort of, I guess, probably suggests a bit more of a lost relationship, but it's not really. It's sort of the pain. And, you know, a counsellor once said to me, you'll probably feel quite brokenhearted, you know, 9 months after, and, you know, on various anniversaries. And yeah, I don't know, it does stick with you in a weird way. So that's How I Knew It Was a Dream, and you're listening to Jackman on 3CR.
I spent the night tonight with you and all your family. There was that young boy there, he was making fun of me. Your mother looked so nice, she was so polite to me. That's how I knew it was a dream. You walked me up the street and started singing Christmas songs. The birds flew overhead and I could name them one by one. I saw you smile, but not once did you say that I was wrong. That's how I knew it was a dream. You told me of our daughter, how you'd teach her how to play guitar. You whispered me her name, the one you picked out staring at the stars. You said you couldn't wait to meet her, how happy it would make you. That's how I knew it was a dream. I'm terrified of waking up, facing what is real. I never had a say in it, and you don't care how I feel. To think we stood together against the world together, silver bells and stormy weather. Didn't we once say forever? The ice around your tongue makes it hard to understand how you ever could have loved me at all. Back to the party and your father was reciting the poet's gentle vision from a book that he was writing. The children all together sighed, they were so delighted. That's how I knew it was a dream. We seemed to jump ahead a bit, and colored angels filled the scene. Our daughter was a woman now, she now had her own family. And at my rest and smiled and looked at me so joyfully. That's how I knew it was a dream. I'm terrified of waking up, facing what is real. I never had a say in it, and you don't care how I feel. To think we stood together against the world together. Silver bells in stormy weather, didn't we once say forever? The ice around your tongue makes it hard to understand how you ever could have loved me at all. The ice around your tongue makes it hard to understand how you ever could have loved me.
Hi again, it's Jackman here, and you're listening to 3CR, and this next song, The Ship of Theseus. I really like this song. It came out of me doing a subject just recently. I'm studying med now, but in order to get in, I did a Bachelor of Science and undertook a whole bunch of units. And when I was living in Mongolia, I did one particularly on science fiction writing. It was an elective, science fiction, science fact, and it sort of looked at things like teleportation and you know, time travel and things like that, and said, well, this is how science fiction shows it, and this is what is, you know, potentially possible. And within this, we learned about, you know, the theory of Occam's razor, and also other theories, you know, mind problems like the Ship of Theseus, which is an old, I guess, an old thought problem. Like, so Theseus was a Greek guy, the mythological figure. I think he's the one that actually went to the Minotaur's labyrinth and all that sort of stuff. And when he returned to Athens, the ship that he had was, you know, it was held there for 1,000 years, you know, as a monument to his adventures. But, you know, wood tends to rot away, and they, you know, replaced it bit by bit with different bits of wood. And so the old question is, you know, at what point does it cease to be the ship of Theseus? And, you know, an addendum to that problem was, you know, if someone collects all this wood from the old ship that's been sort of thrown away and then assembles it, is this new ship more the ship of Theseus? Are there two ships of Theseus? You know, because this stuff that's been thrown away actually belongs to the original ship that actually, you know, moved in that time and space rather than these replacements. So yeah, it's an age old problem, and I guess I applied it to relationships. You know, you start somewhere with someone, and then as things change, at what point has it changed so much? You know, you move from city to city. I guess it's particularly pertinent in long distance relationships. So yeah. And I like the kind of, McCartney-esque, you know, you know, goes from theme to theme, style to style, you know, a bit like Admiral Halsey or Band on the Run, you know, probably not as good, but that was the intent. So this is Ship of Theseus. Thanks for listening.
Theseus was born a human and a god. Legend carried on through Plutarch and beyond. The ship that bore his name in Athens, where he lay 1,000 years, remained and carried on his name. The the wood would rot away and the planks they would replace, and everyone would say, is it even still the same?
You started in Canberra.
I was in Dublin. You were working for the nurses.
Okay, the same way again. Oh, this is a spicy little number. I said The Ship of Theseus is probably my favorite song, but this is probably my favorite recording. I wrote this song in about as long as it took to sing it. It's probably how long it took to write. It just came in one go. Just a nice little descending number. And Paddy Milner, who plays keys, did some incredible work, really bringing it to life. And Adam Chetwood on guitar did some nice sort of 90s inspired nylon licks. And John Bleese was just really tasteful with the percussion. It's got a nice kind of weird 90s vibe somehow to me. But I'm not going to tell you what it's about. If you look into the words, though, you'll figure it out. It's far too spicy for this hour, I think. But this is The Same Way Again, and you're listening to Jackman on 3CR.
Never look at you the same way again. Knowing that it touched you changed how I saw you. You can call me stupid, you can call me perverse. Am I less a man for being who I am? Your soft dark skin belongs to him, a temple to his name. When I come here, I feel him near. It makes me feel so safe. I could never look at you the same way again. Knowing that it touched you, elevated us too. He can call you here, he can call me Ferdinand. Am I less a man? His call for you is etched into the freckles on your face. He draws you in, he makes you sing. The cowbirds know your name. I've never once felt jealous the way that others would. Please know that I could never be. Happy just to love you the way no other could. See that you are safe and wild and free. I could never look at you the same way again. Knowing that it touched you, why would I want to? Some would call me foolish, they would call me berserk. Am I less a man for being who I am?
You're back with me, Jackman, and this is 3627, a pretty cool little song. I didn't really think too much of it when I wrote it, but it seems to be the one that's really appealed to people. It's jumped out to friends and family that when I've played the album, they're like, oh, I really like that one. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. What's it about? It can be a little bit about Bertrand Russell if you, kind of get into the American calendar, the 6th of March, 1927. It can be applied in lots of different ways, but there's a little message inside the numbers there that I don't wish to reveal. Sorry. But I think I've given away enough. But I do kind of like the bridge. Kind of goes into this Richard Marx Hazard territory. A little bit campy. Get into the 80s power ballad bridge, which I dig. So it doesn't last for long, but it's a good little moment. So let's have a listen. 3627, and you're on 3CR.
It must have been love after all, when after all this time, you're still on my mind. It's not like I wanted this, I've really tried.
to leave you behind. Now it's been 3 years, 6 months, 27 days, and there hasn't been a day that I haven't thought about you, woman. And I'm starting to think that I'll never sleep a wink, that I'll never catch a day that I haven't thought about you, girl. In my life, yeah, we used to fight, but don't forget the way we used to smile, used to smile. Yes, it was rough after all. Deny it all you like, together we were right. It was a turning point for both of us, a test laid out for both of us. I can't help thinking both of us failed. And it's been 3 years, 6 months, 27 days, and there hasn't been a day that I haven't thought about you, woman. It scares me to think that I'll never see a week, that I'll never catch a day that I haven't thought about you, girl. Oh, no, no. Every day and night, you've been missing in my life. Yeah, we used to fight. Don't forget the way we used to smile, used to smile. Now when I think back on those days and how you've done our memory wrong, the way my heart still pines for you makes no sense at all. And the raging sea, it pulls at me, wants to drag me down, wants to drag me down, wants to drag me down. Must have been you after all, when after all these years, you still find my tears running down. I've tripped around the world, seen so many girls, got to show you all I've learned. And it's been 3 years, 6 months, 27 days, and there hasn't been a day that I haven't thought about you, woman. And it scares me to think that I'll never sleep a wink, that I'll never catch a day that I haven't thought about you, girl. Uh-huh. Every day and night, you've been missing in my life. Yeah, we used to fight, don't forget the way we used to smile, used to smile. Hey, hey. I guess it's just me after all, when after all I've tried, you left me behind.
Oh, feet to the floor. This is a big one, actually. And it took me... Most of these songs, okay, I wrote in Mongolia working with victims of domestic violence. The last song that I wrote that was intended for this recording and ended up on the vinyl version and the EP that Paul referred to, Whatever Doesn't Kill You Makes You Bored, Wolf and the Hare, I actually wrote on the Trans-Siberian. I was traveling through Russia from UB to Moscow. So it was all super recent except for this song. This song was started way back in 2001, just after September 11. And it was firstly intended to be about a man who had an argument with his wife. Well, it didn't have to be a man. It could be a woman. But a couple that had an argument and one of them had perished in the attacks or in the, you know, the fall of the Twin Towers, and the kind of despair of that having been your last word spoken. And I just couldn't get it. And I must have written like 50 to 100 verses of this song. There's so many different iterations. But then working with domestic violence victims, it's sort of, I think, and with all that was going on in 2017, I was like, well, maybe this is it. And it actually became a back and forth between a couple that, you know, there's a lot of banality in kind of domestic violence and domestic abuse. You know, it's not often the obvious stuff. It's a lot of the, like, the little narkiness, the kind of intimidation and the threats. And it makes for a very uneasy song. And it's not a very, it wasn't an easy one to record. It's not an easy one to listen to. It definitely makes you feel uneasy, but hopefully it gives a message of hope I can't think of the word. It's not redemption, but emancipation is probably what I'm thinking of. So I hope that comes through. It was real. I recorded the vocal quite a few times because getting this guy's voice, the voice of kind of banal abuse, was really difficult. Just the kind of the voice of the everyman that maybe doesn't realize, but you know, is just so married to this kind of idea of being in control. He can't see the forest for the trees until it's too late. So with all that in mind, and that's quite a lot to take on, and it's a bit of a trigger warning as well, I should say, but this is Feet to the Floor, and you're listening to Jackman on 3CR.
I love her, but sometimes she makes me so angry. And I tell her to piss off, she says goodbye. She doesn't look back as she pulls out the driveway. She's gone up the pub with her friends for a while. No, I don't miss her, I know she'll be home by 8:30 sharp. She'll walk through that door and with tears in her eyes, she'll make her confession. Hands on the table and feet to the floor. For most of the evening I piss fart about. By the time I look up it's now 8:59. Look at my phone, no calls, no message. She likes to test me out once in a while. You know I don't miss her, I know she'll be home by 9:30 sharp. She'll walk through that door and with tears in her eyes, she'll make that confession, hands on the table and feet to the floor. Drive round the corner and grab me a long neck, and I ask old Bill here if he'll call down the pub. He said nobody's seen her, not since the weekend. I walk out pretending I don't give a fuck. No, I don't miss her, I know she'll be home by 10:30 sharp. She'll walk through that door and with tears in her eyes, she'll make her confession, hands on the table and feet to the floor.
Looking down at my feet, I can't help but wonder, how in the world did I end up like this? That's the last straw, it's the last time I'll take it. Next time will I be the one that he hits? I see him drive round the corner, so I sneak in around the back. I grab a few clothes and some photos of the good times I wanna play back. I gotta be quick, I gotta go now. I'll leave a quick note, I need to.
I
After all that I've done for her, how could she do this? It's been weeks since I punched in that hole in the bed. Said I was sorry, I wouldn't repeat it. I really don't know what got into my head. No, I don't miss her, but you better come home. Right through the night, I'll be there by the phone. And whatever she wants, I'll make my confession. Hands on the table and feet to the floor.
He calls and he calls, but there's no way I'll answer. He can cry, he can swear, right now I don't care. He's not a bad man per se, but he's got massive problems. Those demons that come from him out of nowhere.
Hello, you're back. I hope you survived that. I know it can be harrowing, so apologies if it was difficult. But next up comes All or Nothing, which is a song. Again, actually, I lied. I said all the songs were written in 2017, but this was the one that was actually written earlier because technically I did finish the other one in the same time, but this one was written quite a long time ago, and there's another version on the Basics album Keep Your Friends Close, the closing track of me just singing it acoustically, and funnily enough I recorded that in Studio 3 at Abbey Road back in 2000 and something, 2009, can't remember, and here I am recording it again in Studio 3, but this time with a band. With Paddy and John and Adam, and I think Tim Heath is actually on bass as well from the Basics. So I wanted to bring it to life, give it a new sense of life. It's been a good song to me. I really like playing it. So, yeah, I wanted to keep it in people's minds rather than let it fall to the wayside. So here's, without further ado, the song aforementioned All or Nothing, and you're listening to Jackman on the Grand 3CR.
I'm in love with someone who just cannot love me back. Someone else who loves me but deserves much more than that. There are no winners here. There are no winners here. All the time I've tried to write the words that sum the whole thing up, but I never can quite get it right, and what I write just sucks. So here I go again, my friends. I guess this is my lot, to do my best to make clear what I do and do not want. But it's all or nothing. It's all or nothing. It's all or nothing with you. I'm in love with someone who just cannot love me back. Someone else who loves me but deserves much more than that. There are no winners here. There are no winners here. Look, I love a song, but there's some stuff that's not good for your health. The songs that make me wanna cry and wanna hurt myself. And it's funny how when you're feeling down, these songs, they're just for you. Guess that's what they like to call the power of the blues. But it's all or nothing. It's all or nothing. It's all or nothing. Someone who just cannot love me back. Someone else who loves me but deserves much more than that. There are no winners here. There are no winners here.
Hi, you're listening to my album, Low Key, on 3CR. This is Jackman here. Thanks to Paul Elliott for having me on and to the station and letting me talk through this album of mine. It's been really nice to spend some time with you and share my thoughts. It all came together really organically, this album, which sometimes sounds like a bit of a... You know, people just kind of say these things as marketing vibes, but, you know, just to give you a bit of background, like I said, I was working in Mongolia. I was taking a trip across Russia and decided to go over to the UK and visit my mate Sam at Abbey Road and just mess around with some tape machines and booked a couple of days. It was a pretty tough year, so I booked a couple of days just to have some fun and maybe just record some demos and play around with, you know, the Vera Speed and all that sort of dreamy muso stuff. And I thought, well, I better write something. I thought, you know, I'll just write a song, write two songs. And out came this, you know, this album. And the other tracks that were off the EP, which I urge you to have a listen to, that are also included on the vinyl if you want to look up the Bandcamp, the Basics Bandcamp I'm selling it under. But, you know, I was like, okay, well, you know, sometimes when you go into the studio, you waste a lot of time just kind of, you know, I'm not a great guitarist. So I was like, okay, well, I'll get someone else on guitar so that I don't have to deal with me making mistakes along with me having to sing. So I got Adam Chetwood, and then I was like, well, it'd be good to have like a Ray Cooper sort of person just sort of doing a bit of percussion in the background just to fill it out a bit. And so Sam's like, okay, what about this guy, John Blease? And, you know, he does this and that. And I was like, okay, sweet, yeah, get him on board. And then I was like, oh, it'd be great if I could get a Nicky Hopkins. And so Sam's like, okay, we looked around. It was a little bit harder, but we found this guy, John Blease, who used to play with Jack Bruce. And he's a young guy, used to play with Jack Bruce and now plays with Tom Jones now that Jack has passed on. And he was, and it was amazing just bringing these guys together. And I brought Tim in over from Australia as well just to play a bit of bass on a couple of tracks that I just couldn't get. But, you know, in an afternoon, they put this whole freaking thing together, which was amazing. just shows the quality of their musicianship. And, you know, I owe a lot to them on this. And then over the weekend, we just recorded them all in one go, straight to tape, one or two takes each, live with vocals. Maybe overdubbed a couple of bass parts, but otherwise it's completely live. And I think you can really hear that on this last song, Here It Is My Love, which was take one, the only time we played it. It's a bit of a dreamy number just to close out the album. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. Thanks again to Paul and 3CR. And you'll have been listening to Jackman and my album Low Key. So here it is, my love.
I wanted to write you a song about how much I love you. Something real, something to live on through all life's whys and how-tos. For though I leave tomorrow, just know I'll always be there. And whatever path we follow, this is one thing only we share. And here it is, my love. I wanted to write you this song, the words so carefully chosen. I've been playing it cool so long, and this can all just seem so token. For though I leave tomorrow, just know I'll always be there. And whatever path we follow, this is something only we share. And here it is, my love. Getting harder these days to find the words I want to, when it all just gets in the way, when a person wants to say I love you, I love you. I wanted to write you a song, I love you. Something real, something to live on through all life's who's and why to's. For though I leave tomorrow, just know I'll always be there. And whatever path we follow, this is one thing only we share. And here it is, my love. My love. it is, my love.
Hi, I'm Stu Thomas, and you've landed on Planet X every Thursday night at 11:30 p.m. on Community Radio 3CR.
This is Dr. Gonzo on 3CR, and we just heard, and this one's introduced by, with Jackman, introducing his new album, Low Key. I hope you enjoyed his collection of personal and emotionally honest songs as much as I did. And great to hear about his travels and work in Mongolia. There's a couple of minutes remaining till the end of the show, so let's squeeze in a song from Chris's other musical interest, the band he shares with Tim Heath and Wally DeBakker. This is The Basics with Time Poor. Thanks for visiting Planet X on 3CR.
They keep us dreaming of a life with a lot. We're far too busy with files and faxes. Chase that dream, we'll never stop.
I haven't got time for that.
See what I mean?
They tell us to find more time for family, but dock our pay for every one day off. When we want to do more for charity, they're quick to judge us if we're slacking off. There's not the boats, what they meant was hide them. Far too busy to bother with that lot.
Modified food
scene. I haven't got time for that.
Well, what about basic human fucking rights?
I haven't got time for that.
Fuck!
To time for.
We're time for.
To time for.
Time for.
To time for.
We're time for.
To time for.
Thanks for listening to an episode of And This One's Introduced By. I'm Dr. Gonzo, and I'll be presenting another artist with another album next time on This One's Introduced By. Catch you next time.